2. Standing at her kitchen island, Amantha LeBlanc plunked a lime-green mixing bowl down on the butcher block countertop. The rubber-rimmed bottom landed with a thump. Stainless steel measuring spoons rattled in protest. She ignored the calamity and, with a shove, pushed the white sugar and vanilla beans to one side. She'd need those later, but right now, flour came next on her hit list. Heavy paper crinkled as she grabbed the bag and dragged it front and center. Digging in, she dumped 4 cups of all-purpose into the waiting bowl. A white puff drifted up, clouding the air as she glanced at the clock hanging on the wall between the windows in her living room. The cheap plastic frame looked back at her, second-hand ticking, sounding impatient in the silence. Music would have helped quell the quiet. She refused to put any on. Not at 3 in the morning. No matter how low the volume, the paper-thin walls acted like speakers, piping noise into her neighbor's apartments. Amantha huffed. So not advisable. The last time she'd unleashed iTunes and rocked out to Bryan Adams, Ronald had banged on her door. Something she never wanted to experience again. The guy freaked her out, and it wasn't just about the cowlick. The cold glint in his eyes gave her the chills. Toss in the awful vibe he threw off like pollution, and... Amantha stifled a shiver of revulsion. Total creepsville. Absolutely worth avoiding. So scratch the music. It wasn't worth the unwanted attention, no matter how much she needed a good tune to help her stay awake. Rubbing the grit from her eyes, Amantha shook her head. She should be used to it by now. Hell, she'd signed up for early morning bake-offs. Had gone countless rounds with her professors at Le Cordon Bleu, Ottawa, for the privilege of sleepless nights and, oh yeah, earning top of her class as a pastry chef. Her mouth curved as she sorted through her measuring spoons. Surviving until graduation day had been tough, but 100% worth it. Independence came in unexpected ways and different packages. For her, the dream started with getting her degree and ended with owning her own business. So close. She was so damn close to realizing step one of her 5-point plan. Brushing her bangs out of her eyes, Amantha cracked eggs into a separate bowl. 6 months, 180 days, give or take, and she'd have enough saved. Enough to invest in the right equipment, enough to rent an empty storefront not far from the Royal Mile, next to thriving businesses and the tourist traps near Edinburgh Castle. A gold mine in the making. But first... Amantha snuck another peek at the clock. She needed to finish baking for her regular customers, the cafes who hired her to make fresh pastries for the coffee and croissant crowd who stopped by every morning. She'd started with one place, a place called Perk Up, in the business district. Now she worked for 3 different places. A great boost, better money, and more time spent doing what she loved. But she blew out a long breath. A lot less sleep, too. Dumping the rest of the ingredients into the bowl, Amantha eyed the list stuck to the fridge with a pineapple-shaped magnet. The apple pecan and rhubarb pies were made. The brownies and cupcakes with frosted icing and extra sprinkles done. Her scones and coffee cakes sat in boxes by the front door alongside containers of croissants waiting for the delivery guy to show up. Suppressing a yawn, she refocused on the recipe in front of her.
Muffins, she murmured. Double batch of each.
Brushing flour from her hands, she formulated a plan of attack. Muscle memory took over. Her hands did the rest, throwing together the wet ingredients before adding it to the dry mix. She didn't have a lot of time. Just a couple of hours to get the blueberry, cranberry walnut, apple spice, and plain old bran muffins baked. Easier said than done, and yep, she was cutting it close tonight. Not her usual habit, but worry always skewed with her timeline. Stress piled on, making her clumsy, drawing her mind away from the task at hand, reminding her Elise was still missing. Vanished. Disappeared. Taken. Use whatever word worked. Nothing.